I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. One of two inmates who escaped from a jail in a small southern Colorado town by locking a guard in a cell has been arrested after being found in the crawl space of a home. Authorities say Jerry Williams was arrested yesterday in Walsenburg, about 75 miles southeast of the jail in Westcliff. He and Brian Webb escaped on January 13th. Custer County Sheriff's Office says authorities received tips that the two escapees had been living in the home. Williams was taken back to the Westcliff Jail for booking, but then moved to an undisclosed location. Colorado College has announced that it is now carbon neutral. The school started working to reduce its footprint in 2009. Ian Johnson directs Colorado College's sustainability projects. He says the commitment is a response to climate change.
This is the global issue of the day or of the of our lifetime, quite honestly.
The college took steps like renovating some buildings to include energy-efficient designs and installing solar panels. Colorado College is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. Three historic downtown parks are the focus of a public meeting hosted by the City of Colorado Springs Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department next Tuesday, January 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. in the City Auditorium. Concept plans will be presented for community feedback about the future of Acacia, Antlers, and Alamo Square Parks at that meeting. In November of 2019, Colorado Springs voters approved Measure 2B, and approximately $2 million of those funds will be used to make initial improvements in these downtown parks. More information available on the city's website. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.